Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and today I'm excited to bring you a closer look at a fascinating paper by David R. Young and Charles S. Lane. The paper is titled Effects of Shank Vibration on Lean After Effect, and as always, I'll be going through it in a completely neutral way. I'm here to present what they found, not to tell you what to think. So, what's the core question this paper digs into? Basically, Young and Lane wanted to figure out how vibrating certain tendons in your lower leg, the shank to be technical, might affect how your body reacts after standing at an incline and then returning to flat ground. Why does this matter? Well, the ability to adapt your posture after your environment changes, like going from standing on a slope to standing on flat ground, is critical for balance and preventing falls. That's important not just in everyday life, but also for things like rehabilitation after injury, or even for astronauts coming back from space. Posture adaptation sounds simple, but it's actually about how your brain and body sort through different signals from your muscles, joints, ears, and eyes. Let's get into the details. Lean after effect, sometimes called LAE, is this phenomenon where, after you stand on an incline for a while and then move back to a flat surface, your body still thinks the incline is there for a bit. You actually lean forward unconsciously. It's almost like your body has to recalibrate its sense of upright, and that process can take seconds to minutes. Now, what Young and Lane wondered was, if they mess up the feedback your body gets during or after that incline exposure by vibrating your shank tendons, would that change how big or how long the lean after effect is? Would vibrating those tendons confuse the system, so to speak, because it makes your ankle's sense of position less reliable? The idea is, when proprioception, or your sense of body position, is unreliable, your brain might rely more on other inputs or just adapt differently. That's a big deal for rehab and for understanding how we stay upright at all. Here's more on how they did it. They recruited 15 healthy young adults and basically had them stand on an inclined surface for 5 minutes with eyes closed, then step back onto flat ground. Sometimes they vibrated the Achilles tendon or the tibialis anterior tendon either while on the incline or after coming back to flat. They measured things like how long it took people to return to a normal upright position and how much they kept leaning. So what did they find? The most striking result was that vibrating the shank tendons during the incline, surprisingly, didn't reduce the size or duration of the lean after effect at all. If you were expecting that making the ankle proprioceptors less reliable would blunt the adaptation, well, no. It seems that the brain's way of adapting is pretty robust, at least in young, healthy adults, and isn't thrown off by noisy signals from those particular tendons. But when they vibrated the tendons after the incline, while participants were experiencing this lean after effect, that's when things got interesting. Specifically, vibrating the tibialis anterior, the muscle on the front of your shin, during the after effect phase made people lean forward even longer before returning upright. So that specific kind of perturbation actually extended the illusion your body was feeling. Okay, just pausing for a second, because, wow, if you think about walking out of a movie theater after a 3D film or wobbly VR experience and feeling out of sync with gravity for a minute, that's kind of like what's happening here, except with very controlled lab measurements and lots of reflective markers. And actually, this makes me remember a time I tried to stand on a balance board at a friend's house and almost knocked over their bookshelf. Yeah, so I guess everyone's proprioception is a bit shaky in unfamiliar situations. Anyway, back to the science. What does all this mean for you as a listener? First, it shows that our postural control, our sense of uprightness, isn't just a simple readout from precise sensors in our legs. It's more like a negotiation. Your brain runs among all available signals and memory of recent environments. This has practical implications. If you're a physio, say, or a coach, or someone recovering from an injury, expecting that vibrating or otherwise confusing certain muscles will short-circuit adaptation probably isn't the answer. At the same time, targeting these sensory channels after adaptation may actually tweak recovery time or effectiveness. But here's my reminder. This study was specific. 15 healthy young adults in a lab setting. It doesn't mean this is the way everyone in every condition will respond. Academic research, even really well-designed studies like this, gives us insights and patterns, but it's never the absolute truth always more to discover, right? So what do you do with this? Maybe next time you're stepping off an escalator or walking from grass to pavement, you'll notice how quickly or how slowly your body figures out the new normal. Or if you're designing rehab exercises, you might think twice about which sensations you're challenging and when. All right, that's all for today's episode of In Depth with Academia. Huge thanks to David R. Young and Charles S. Lane for their work. And again, I'm just presenting their findings, not endorsing them. Dive into the full paper if you want all the details, and keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay curious. Thanks for listening.